Hey there, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
I think that's true, because if you go to the internet, and by the internet, I mean the Apple Podcast place, and you type in Amateur Tarot, there's no other extraneous search results. It's just us.
Yeah, because we're it.
We are the only, every other tarot podcast has professionals.
Yeah, we've cornered the market on not being good at this.
Yeah.
Actually, no, remember? Just being passionate about it.
Yeah.
That's what an amateur is.
A lover. Mm-hmm. A lover of things.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I was editing that episode, and it, I'm guessing, has the same root as ammo or amour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the only podcast where we, two people who love the tarot, read tarot, all those other podcasts feature hosts who are very distant.
Yeah, they're real sellouts.
Yeah.
They've got sponsors. They make money doing it. They're good at it. Just real.
This is like the real punk rock tarot podcast.
Yeah. I wish I had more to say because this is a good bit, but
yeah,
I got nothing.
That's it right now.
My brain just emptied out.
The guy with the empty brain is Brian.
And the guy with all those full good words, that's Ben.
Those full good words.
Those full good words.
I'm going to use a lot of them on this episode.
Hopefully I learn a couple along the way.
You might. So, that's the podcast. You know what it's about. You've probably listened before. If you haven't, we just explained it in like one sentence, which I think is pretty good. It's really hard to synthesize like your whole brand ethos into a single sentence, but I think we've done it.
Yeah, we've done it. We've had some practice. This is, what, our 38th time at bat?
Yes. That's getting close to like a year of episodes.
It is. And since we sometimes have to skip weeks because of vacations or because I'm not good at what I do, we are close to a year.
Yeah.
I think possibly our 40th episode or our 41st episode is going to be a year for us of doing this.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
We'll have a big party. Just the two of
us. It'll be the two of us, my cats.
That's it.
That's it.
And your 88 tarot decks. So, those professionals, those sellouts, they do big, fancy spreads, Celtic
Cross.
They know
all the spreads. Oh, I'm good at what I do. Whatever.
Yeah. We just do three cards.
Yeah. Because that's all you really need. You got a card for the recent past, you got a card for the present, and you got a card for the 100% guaranteed future outcome if you do what we say.
Yeah. That's all you need. You don't need big, fancy 10-card spreads, blah, blah, blah.
You think you're going to get a money-back guarantee with a 10-card spread?
No.
Somebody that's dressed like a professional and knows what they're doing? No way.
No. On this show, two lovers of the art craft.
Yeah, two lovers of Warcraft.
Yeah. That's us, and we're going to give it to you straight.
Like those bullheaded people from World of Warcraft, the ones that are shamans.
Mm.
Did you ever play World of Warcraft?
No.
Oh, I'm talking to myself here. And
I get the reference.
I'm not even doing a good job.
Well, I know I get the reference.
Okay.
Did you play? I guess you played Warcraft.
That's... I did, but it was like 15 years ago, so I don't remember.
But were you like in like addicted? Like
yeah,
the people
I was.
Who get addicted?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have an addictive. I have an addictive personality too.
I definitely have an addictive personality.
That's why I stay away from that stuff.
Yeah, I stay away from video games in general these days. Because once I start playing, I can't stop.
Two tarot addicts.
Two desperate addicts.
Who are trying to fill a void with the magic of tarot.
Itching their arms between recordings. Should we
do it?
Stamp out these invisible bugs that are crawling all over us and go ahead and shoot up with that sweet, sweet mysticism?
Yes.
All right.
Let's do it.
Finally got some words. Let's go ahead and jump into Queerance Corner.
Yes.
All right. Here we are, Queerance Corner.
Wow. It's cooler here. It's much more temperate.
It was more like a drug den before, and now this is, it's just a nicer, more open place.
Yes. Now that we've gotten, I feel like I've gotten a lot off my chest.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and figure out who our question is.
Who our question is
this week is Shannon.
And what does Shannon want?
Shannon says, why can't I finish creative projects? I have so many notebooks, journals, projects, ideas, lists, etc. that I can't seem to focus long enough to keep them to see them through to fruition. That is a really clear question.
Yes.
With good detail.
A good question.
That is a solid question, Shannon. As far as that project is concerned, you nailed it. Just close that book and publish it.
Yeah, we're good.
It is done.
In terms of asking questions, A plus.
Yep. As they say, there's no such thing as a dumb question, but there is such thing as a smart question.
And that's one of them.
That was it. Well, let's go ahead and see if we can't answer that question, huh?
Okay.
This week we're using the Ostara deck, and we've talked about the Ostara deck before. It's got four artists worked on it together that knew each other in
college. Yeah, Lucille Ostara. Yeah. I think I made that joke because I'm watching Arrested Development.
You did make that joke. I'm also rewatching Arrested Development right now.
So there you go, the Lucille Ostara deck.
Now I'm just thinking about Arrested Development.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The art on this deck is really great. It's some good nature-based fantasy art, and I love it. The edges of the cards are gilded, which I also love, and...
That sounds like a very obscure, like, Facebook targeting category. Nature-based fantasy art.
Nature-based fantasy art. Ages 26 to 29.
There's probably a lot of those.
Yeah, that's also my OkCupid profile.
All right, so let's flip over our first card and try to give as good of advice to Shannon as she did a good job asking the question. You know what I'm trying to say.
And just to refresh, the Cliff Notes version of Shannon's question was, why can't I finish creative projects? The full version is, why can't I finish creative projects? I have so many notebooks, journals, projects, ideas, lists, etc. that I can't seem to focus long
enough. Even that was a long
list.
To
fruition.
If you think about it.
It is a long list. So to add more credence to the question, she has given us an example within itself. This thing is... This runs deep.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It's good. We're excited for this question, Shannon.
All right, well, here's the first card. Flip.
Oh, look at that. It's a little owl with a hammer.
Yeah, which could be scary in another context when you think about it.
It could be if they're just flying around delivering, with hammers. Delivering letters and...
hitting you over the head.
Hitting you on the head. Welcome to Hogwarts.
Good, there's our obligatory Harry Potter reference, and we can just move on from that.
But this owl with a hammer is the Eight of Coins.
He's forging coins.
Yeah.
He's laundering money. He's counterfeiting money.
He is counterfeiting money. But I guess if they're gold coins, it's not counterfeit.
That's
true. He's just crafting something beautiful.
Yes.
And what the Eight of Coins is about starting something new. It's about being an apprentice, about learning something.
Yeah, it's about doing the hard work to master something.
Mm-hmm. And it points to the idea that you're going to be committed to this new path and actively working towards a new goal.
Or have been in the past.
Right, since this is the recent past card. Your mind and body work in concert to hone your new skill set by your own power. And it sounds like that pretty much falls in line with what you've been doing. You've just been pursuing a goal and then starting a new goal and pursuing that goal. And
yeah.
On and on and on.
Yeah. Instead of pursuing just one.
Right. Yeah. You've been Eight of Coinsing for a while now.
Yeah.
Just dealing it over and over and over.
Yes.
So let's see what the present brings.
Flip. The Nine of Swords.
Oh, the Nightmare card.
Yes, the card about mental anguish.
And do you want to describe this card, Ben?
Sure. There is a jungle cat of some sort. Perhaps a puma.
A puma?
No. There's a puma on top of a tree, and there's a bunch of swords pointing up trying to get
at him. You've heard it said puma before,
no,
right? No. You haven't?
Never in my life.
Oh. Well,
and I never want to again. Is that a thing people say?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to say puma, and then I heard someone say puma, and I just started saying it that way.
That's not correct.
And then I believe that a puma and a mountain lion and a cougar and a leopard are all the same cat.
Really?
No, not a leopard. A leopard has spots.
I was going to say a leopard has spots.
So,
but a mountain lion.
A cougar and a mountain lion are the same thing. Mm. And a puma is that also.
It's also a footwear brand.
The look on Ben's face every time I say puma is wonderful. Like
in the previous episode, I got a little pedantic about Pokemon and Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a dumb thing to be mad about, that I can just be mad about to be mad about something. This is something that I'm legitimately mad about. This is unacceptable.
We'll look it up and we'll let you guys know.
Sure. Sure. But I will be right.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm right in this, but I know that I've
heard it like
that my whole life.
I can't believe that somebody would say that. I'm offended.
Wait, what can you not believe someone would say?
Puma.
Ah, nice.
That's the only time I'll ever say it. Anyway, let's talk about what the card means.
Okay.
Not about language.
Much like the pronunciation of the word of the name of this cat, this card is about nightmares.
Yes. Yes, it's a card about stress. It's a card about being caught up in your own head and worrying about stuff.
Yeah, there's things weighing on you. And despite whether or not the real world gives you evidence for that, your brain keeps spinning on it.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, which is, although this jungle cat seems to be in actual physical danger, really the card is not about legitimate, like, you're not going to get stabbed. Or at least, well, I mean, anybody could get stabbed at any point, but that's not what the card's about.
You're doing the stabbing yourself. Your brain is doing the stabbing.
Stop hitting yourself.
Stop hitting yourself, Shannon.
Yeah, that's basically what this card is about, is that there's stuff in the world, and whether or not it could physically harm you, you are harming yourself in over worrying about it.
Yeah, and by worrying, it becomes a perpetual motion machine of self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
Like, you worry, and then of course that's going to come true.
Yes.
And then now you have more to worry about, and then of course that's going to come true. And so it'll eat you up.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you can't sleep and you're like, ugh, I can't sleep. And you think about it a lot and then you can't sleep.
Yeah, because your brain is actively thinking about how much you can't sleep. Except this is the opposite because you're having nightmares.
Right.
So if you can, have you tried stop worrying?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good thing to do. But I'm guessing that you probably have tried to stop worrying. And
what if she hadn't and she was like, oh.
She's like, oh, thanks, guys. I don't need a third card.
Yeah, that was it. Let us do go to the third card.
Hold on. I just wanted to say,
let us go now, you and I, like when the sun, something set against the sky like a patient, etherized upon a table. It's a poem.
I know.
Okay.
I just don't know the poem.
It's Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock.
Prufrock.
Anyway, you were going to say something important about this card before we move to the next one.
Oh, there's something that I like to say about if you're going to do something that you feel guilty about, then at least enjoy the hell out of it, because otherwise you've wasted that opportunity to like enjoy the guilty thing and you've just punished yourself twice. If you're gonna worry about something, likewise, then start doing something about what you're worrying about. Start taking actions to fix whatever it is you're worried about. Otherwise, you're just worrying for the sake of worry.
That's so weird, because I'm publishing a blog post on Monday. Well, in the past. It'll be in the past. I will have published a blog post about that, which is like, you get yourself worked up over stuff, but the minute you start working on whatever that thing is, like, you stop worrying about it.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Like, things will come up at work and I'm like, oh crap, this is going to take forever. This is going to be so hard. I'm going to have to work late. And then it's like, I start and I'm done in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The worry is the harmful part of things. Just like in improv, the fear is what leads you down a bad path.
Yeah.
So acknowledge it and move forward.
Get out of the nightmare zone, start taking action on the thing, and then the thing will become easier because you stop worrying about it. Your rationality is back. You're not nightmaring about it. You're doing something about it. You're being more like the owl of coins over here
than the puma of swords.
Let's move on with that. All right. Flip. That was an aggressive flip.
It was. But it's understandable. This third card, the future, the guaranteed 100% future outcome, is the Hermit. And what's on the Hermit card, Ben?
I wish it were a hermit crab. It would fit well with this deck, but it's not. It is a man. He appears to be wearing a Kabuki-style mask. He's in a very fancy robe with a very long train, hanging out in an ice cave.
Oh, okay.
So he's on the planet Hoth.
Yes. Wonderful. Can we start incorporating Star Wars references as often as we incorporate Harry Potter references?
I don't know. We would have a lot of ground to cover and make up on that. Also, I'm much more well-versed in the extended universe of Harry Potter than I am in the extended universe of Star Wars.
Oh, don't worry. Just hang out here for a couple minutes.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about the Hermit, Brian.
Well, he's on Hoth, so you know it's quality.
Yeah.
But the Hermit card is all about navel-gazing and soul-searching. You're looking for understanding of the world around you by looking at how the different parts of yourself interact with it. And this time of introspection should be used to make and solidify plans and personal goals.
Mm, that's good. This is a really good card to have pulled.
Yeah, because much like we were saying before, you're taking that worry, you're turning your thoughts inward, and you're looking for ways to actively change the world around you, actively influence the world around you with the things that are inside of you.
I'm about to blow your mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, yeah, the last thing you said there, well, not the last thing, it was like two things ago about the Hermit kind of solidifying the direction that you're about to go,
mm-hmm.
is like, there's all these swords. There's all these lists and ideas and things that you want to do. There's 9 swords. Think about the Ace of Swords, a card that we've talked about before, but maybe not in a while. The Ace of Swords is a really good card, a card about starting a new project, kind of using your mind to drive you forward. You've got this one big sword and you're just going to go it. You're going to attack your problem with it. Whereas 9 swords is, it's too many swords.
We've got all these swords. It's almost 10 swords.
Yeah, which is, we talked about last week. So the Hermit is all about like figure, you can only hold one sword. I mean, you could hold 2.
You could hold 2, but then you're double wielding and you get like a, you don't get a bonus.
Yeah, you can't hold a shield to protect yourself.
Yeah, unless you specialize in dual wielding. And then if you specialize in dual wielding, you really can't carry a shield.
It has its advantages and disadvantages. And
yeah, just check the D&D rule book
yeah.
and you can see all the different things of that.
Yeah, different character trees and paths you could go down with that.
But still, that's only 2 swords.
Yeah, but... but yeah, you got to get rid of some of these swords, man,
mm-hmm.
woman. You've got to figure out which sword it is that you want to grab. And there's nothing that's like, you. There's nothing that says like, you can't grab this sword today and the next sword the next, well, not the next week maybe, but like, you use this sword now, you finish the project, you pick up a new sword, you go down that path.
Yeah, the right tool for the right job.
Yeah.
And I think that what this is saying, especially starting with our little owl friend, is that you know all the right jobs that need to happen and you know all the right tools that need to go with those. And so it's just a matter of picking one and sticking with it, which that you're having problems with. But that answer is inside of you.
Yeah. Think about which project is like most inspiring or speaks to you or has the, I mean, it's kind of whatever criteria you want, which one has the most like financial potential,
which one's the most urgent.
Yeah. Any of that criteria that you want to use, you know what that criteria is. And you, just in us talking, you've probably, it's already popped into your mind. You're like, oh, that's yeah. the project.
You're like, shut up guys. I figured it out.
Yeah. And then you can go be like that owl and you can get to work, learn the skills that you need to learn or master those skills that you need to succeed in the project. And then you can find success that way rather than trying to like fight 9 swords at once.
Yeah, I feel like if we look at this, we've had a couple readings like this that it kind of tells a story that can be cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the owl is working on 1 of his 8 coins. And or in the past, he was working on 1 of his 8 coins. Then in the middle, there's all these different swords that you have to choose from, all these different tools that you have to choose from.
It's very stressful.
To work on projects. And then you just have to stop and meditate on it and think of which one to work on. And then you're back to being an owl and you're working on it with that one tool.
Just don't become the puma again.
But if you do become the puma, then look inside yourself and you will be able to find the reason to choose the next project, the reason that the next project gets chosen.
Yeah, lists are great because unless you lose the list, it's always there. So there's like, if you have 10 projects, you don't have to, that's why you make the list, because you can start with number one, and then whenever you finish that, two will still be on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You won't forget it. It'll still be there.
So have we answered her question? Why can't I finish creative projects?
Yeah, I think so.
I think the puma is why you can't finish creative projects.
Be the owl.
Yeah, be the owl, be the hermit.
Don't be the puma.
The puma is going to keep showing itself, but you know how to stop it.
Good reading.
Yeah. So let's dive back out of Queerin's Corner. And I just want to thank Shannon for her question this week. That was great. And let's move
very
on.
Good question. A very precise, specific, open-ended question.
It's really articulate, which is something that I strive for and fail every time I open my mouth.
We've learned that throughout this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's jump into the card of the week, huh?
Let's jump into it. I wish we had a little song for card of the week. If anybody wanted to make up a song for card of the week, I listen to a lot of podcasts where they have people send in different songs. So if any of our listeners, our talented listeners, wanted to do that for us, we would love it.
We would humbly accept.
We would. And this is October.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah. And since what we do kind of ties into, I don't know, demons, Satanism, ghosts, witches, Halloween stuff, we thought we would do a little Shocktober reading for our card of the week and use a deck that we have not used on the show before.
Yeah, we haven't?
No, we've used it for the card of the day before, but we've never used it on the show, I don't think.
Well.
And so we're using Ben's deck that I don't own a copy of.
First time for that.
The Zombie Tarot.
Yeah. The art on the Zombie Tarot, I won't make fun of because I bought the deck. So obviously I like the art. And you know what, Brent? Wait, let's do a little reversal. What if you describe the art and I read about the card?
Okay, cool.
Do you need this?
Yeah, the Zombie Tarot it's made out to be super kitschy. Like, it seems super kitschy, but it's, what's it called? A collage style of clip art and 50s symbolism. It's very much, the entire deck tells the story of a zombie apocalypse. And you've got zombies and you've got radioactive stuff and you have weapons and you have people that are surviving this apocalypse. And all of it goes together really, really well. The artwork harkens back to the 50s. The color scheme it's not monochromatic, but there's very few colors that are used. It's a fabulous looking deck. I recommend it for anybody that just loves decks to get this deck.
Yeah, that's good. Way to sell it.
Yeah, I try.
You want to get into the card?
I do. Let's go ahead and should I flip it?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to try this.
Okay.
All right. Flip.
You've been practicing.
I have. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And what we have here is from the zombie deck, Strength. And
tell us what's on the card.
This card has a diagram of a human head with the brain exposed. It's got two boxes of Resolute Super Speed Zombie Protection bullets and one giant bullet as the icon, and it's kind of pointing at, like, the tip of the bullet is going into the brain of the head of the human. So the strength, I think, indicates that bullets pierce the brains of zombies and kill them.
I think so. Here's what the book says. Strength. Resolve, conviction, inner determination. Your strength comes from within. You've stared down the zombie horde and they blinked first. Or they would have, if only they had working eyelids. You've learned to trust your instincts and stay on your chosen path. Use that same resolve to cowboy up when the zombies get their second wind.
All right. And reading that whole book, it's just a great zombie story.
Yes, it is.
But so, as far as the card of the week goes, Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the strength card. And it's a card about, as even from the description, not physical strength, not tackling the zombies, but using willpower and determination and your wits to beat them.
Yeah, it's your inner strength, and you've got it. And this ties in really well with Shannon's reading. So, Shannon, you get a bonus read this week, as so many of our queerants do.
Yes.
You've got it inside you. You have that strength. You have that capability, and you know it. So just
use it.
Yeah. Make it work for you.
Listeners, whatever problem is facing you down this week, you know how to solve it. The answer is not brute force, but the answer is using your own willpower to overcome that obstacle. Just like we were talking about like the nightmares and stuff. Like, you can solve the problem. You just have to start working on it and be strong.
And you know what? Hit us up with an email or a tweet or something and let us know what problem you've tackled with your inner strength this week. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, I do too. And we'll talk about it on the show.
And I guess that is our show for this week.
That concludes it.
We should go ahead and thank Shannon one more time for her wonderful question.
Thank you, Shannon.
And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening.
Thank you, listeners.
And I want to thank whoever invented the zombie deck.
Quirk Books in Philadelphia. Nope, that's just the publisher. Stacey Graham, Paul Keppel, and Ralph Gironi of Headcase Design.
Great. Well, big thanks to them.
Sure. Happy Halloween.
And also thanks to the four women that made the
Lucille Ostera
deck. Their names are right there on the inside of the box.
How about on the outside?
Oh.
Molly Applejohn, Eden Cook, Krista Gibbard, and Julia Iredale.
Yeah. Thanks so much to all of you. And
Brian, thanks to you.
Ben, thank you.
Thank you.
If somebody wanted to get in touch with us, Ben, how would they do that?
Yell loudly.
Yeah, yell. Just stand outside Ben's window and scream your guts out.
If that doesn't work, you can go to amateurtarot.com, which is a website that we have where, I was going to say that we own, but like, do you ever really own a website?
In the same way that you own a house that you're paying a mortgage on.
Yeah, it's the same kind of idea. But like, GoDaddy and Cloudflare, like, they booted the Daily Stormer like off the internet. So like, do you really own your website?
Well, we don't do hate speech, so yes.
Well, okay. But what if they decided that like reading tarot was hate speech and then they booted us off the internet in some future timeline?
If reading tarot was hate speech and we were still doing it, then we deserve to get kicked off. But it's not hate speech, it's hope speech.
All right. Anyway, you can go to amateurtarot.com, which we own in the same way you own your house. When you're there, you can listen to episodes. You can send us a question. You can look at our faces.
If you, for some reason, didn't want to look at our lovely faces, if you didn't want to listen to episodes while you were talking to us, you could just email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
Yep. You could tweet at us at tarotamateur.
You can tweet at Ben at making all this up.
Tweet at Brian at Zen Iron Man.
And you can rate and review us on iTunes.
Forget the other garbage we said. This is the important thing.
Yeah, don't worry about anything. Shannon, that whole reading was nothing. All you need to do is get on iTunes and rate and review us. It doesn't cost anything, and it helps us out a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you to Fox Smith for our
icon, our logo, our podcast art.
And thank you to Hug Monster Sound for our music.
Yep. And thanks to you, whoever is making us our Card of the Day music.
And then also we wanted to say, while we still have you here on the line, that we have live shows coming up. A live show.
I mean, if that one's successful, though, it could be live shows, plural.
It could be. There's lots of places that we could go. But right now we're going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's going to be someday in November. We don't have the date yet, but it is going to happen.
And you should come because we're going to do the show. We're going to read someone's question. There's going to be a card of the week. And then if anybody has a question, we'll answer it. We might even use more than three cards to answer your question. I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure there's going to be free beer there.
Yes. So why not come?
Yeah. And with that, I guess that's all we have to say about that.
I bid you adieu.
Bye.
Let's find out. You've started down the zombie... Oh, I always get started and stared confused when I read them.
Oh, well.